This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
Hell yeah, it is. Welcome in. Triana Butler with you. This is the sound of now special podcast edition where we get to play a bunch of the conversations that we've had with artists that we've run out of time for on air. You know, we don't get to play the whole conversation. We've got to edit it down, but not here. Here, these conversations go for as long as they need to. And this conversation here is kind of exactly the reason why this podcast exists. Lalka is such a phenomenal producer. She's just dropped her debut mixtape, Romance and Rebellion. I just think she's incredible. We got to chat all about the mixtape, all about her artistry. I'm such a fan. I love what she does. And to be able to sit with her and kind of work out where she's coming from and what she thinks about the world was just such a pleasure. So make sure you check out Lalka's Romance and Rebellion mixtape. Right now, here's my conversation with Lalka. Here she is. I'm so excited to chat with you. Lalka, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Before we even get to the chat, you got a beautiful piano there behind you. Whereabouts are you right now?
Oh, thanks. I'm in my apartment. Yeah. And this is kind of the space I work in. Piano real close by. So I could just like, you know, swivel around and like, yeah, figure something out if I need to on the piano.
I feel like for a lot of electronic artists, especially in the hyperpop space that you're in, I feel like using a beautiful analog instrument like that one is I feel slightly unorthodox.
I know. Well, I think it's because I began as a classical musician, so I needed the grand piano when I was doing my studies and where I thought my career was going. Spoiler alert, like that didn't happen, but because it was, I think, the very, very first thing I bought with my own money that I saved up for, like the first big investment, it's just so hard to get rid of. I mean, like people were going on holidays, you know, people might go on holidays and buying cars, and like I took the bus and, you know, just so I could get this. So
no, that's special.
Yeah, it's just a really special piece to me. Even though it's like horribly out of tune at the moment, I really need to get it serviced, but I don't know, it's just special to me.
Absolutely, yeah. It's special. No, you should absolutely hold on to it. Is this where this new mixtape was kind of born?
I think I actually stepped away from writing on the piano a lot because I found that I was like kind of limiting myself, like getting into like just habits. I don't know why. I just, like, have this habit when I play the piano of, like, coming up with the same melodies. So I think the piano was there more for me, like, maybe if I just needed to check a key or just check a chord progression. But I actually worked a lot, like, just on the laptop and almost, like, restricted myself from real instruments to, like, just make my brain think a different way. Yeah, first of all, I was an instrumentalist. I've been an instrumentalist for many years, like, you know, since childhood, just played instruments. So, like, I just had to, like, kind of do it differently when I wrote this mixtape.
I mean, we hear that when artists are in a certain way, switching up the way that they produce songs, the way that they even write them for the first time can help get them out of that, I don't want to say writer's block, but it can feel a little bit like writer's block. Is that part of how you countered that writer's block?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't so much, I guess it's writer's block, but I just got bored out of like, you know, I just needed a different way to try things and try ideas. So I think I approached Romance and Rebellion more from a sonic perspective rather than maybe like a more traditional songwriter would write and think more in terms of like harmonies and chord progressions. I approach it more from like textures and like sonic design.
So the mixtape is out this week, which is super exciting. I saw on Instagram recently, you were saying recently you came to this decision where you're going to celebrate your own milestones, regardless of whether others were celebrating with you or not. And I want to know, you know, we're less than a week out from this coming out. It's out this week. What are you celebrating right now? Obviously, celebrations are to come for when it's officially out there, but what have you been celebrating in the lead up to this release?
Oh, that's a great question. And it's also funny because, like, just before I got onto this call with you, I was just, you know, checking my phone, and someone had commented on my TikTok saying, calling me a narcissist, basically. So that's like such a contrast of how, like a contrast of perspective, like how like I was, you know, championing myself, and then someone else was like, God, she's such a narcissist. Yeah, so that was that took me aback a little bit, but then I was like, whatever, like shrug it off. And the reason I'm sharing this is in case anyone's listening and they feel like they can't celebrate themselves because someone else will call them, you know, up themselves or whatever. I'm just gonna say, yeah, someone else will probably say that, but who cares? Celebrate yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think it is narcissism the way that you're doing it. I mean, especially as an independent artist, you know, the wins can sometimes feel few and far between. So to get to a place where you are happily celebrating yourself and the things that you've achieved and worked real hard to achieve, I don't think that's narcissism at all. I think it's probably a lot of projection on the part of the person who wrote that comment.
Yeah, exactly. So for anyone out there who is feeling like, you know, anyone there who wants to be creative and put their art out there, I know it can be daunting. So I'm just going to say, you know what, people are going to call you different things and call you names and accuse you of these, but just do it because it's so good. But I guess to answer your question, I guess I was recently thinking about how far I've come, like in terms of like, I was even thinking to like 2019 and what there were like certain things I wanted to have established in my practice, I guess. And today I realized as I was just like kind of like writing a message to the community in my Discord server, I was like, hang on a minute, like I wanted this back in 2019 and here it is. So I guess it's just little things that are very easy to forget, especially when they're not like big glamorous things like, oh, you know, playing this major festival or whatever. So it's just like those tiny things where like, oh, one day I hope I'll be able to afford XYZ when it comes to a career as an artist. And today I was like, yeah, I did this and I paid for this. And then I was like, wow, I afforded that, you know. And it might seem insignificant, but I think sometimes it's really good to appreciate that it's still a milestone. It's still something to remind yourself that, hey, you know, appreciate this, be grateful, because this is what you wanted 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Lalka, who has the Romance and Rebellion mixtape out this week. And the single is out now. I don't know. This is not mixed in spatial. I think it's just the stereo mix. But can we talk about the mixing on this song before we start? It's incredible. It's so immersive.
Oh, thank you.
You listen to it and it's like it's bouncing back and forward between the left and the right headphone. It's so immersive. It's bloody brilliant. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I deliberately made it that way. I feel like I make music that is so, like, music you feel like you could touch and feel in your brain, you know what I mean? And that's how my brain likes to enjoy music. So, like, that's the kind of music I like to make.
I feel that. It feels like when you're listening to a Lalka record, and I've had the chance to hear this mixtape early, but it really feels like you're stepping inside this universe that you have entirely created yourself. It feels like everything is from scratch. It feels like everything has been put there very deliberately and very intentionally, but it does feel very escapist, and it's like you're in a completely different world. It's incredibly special.
Yeah, I like that word, the way you describe it and saying escapist, because it is, isn't it? Like when you think about how kind of like fantastical and magical some of those sounds are. And especially with the title track being Romance and Rebellion, it does have that element of longing and nostalgia even. I really like the way you described it. Good job, Priyana.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Put that on the promo. That's great. Is that a spray paint can that is shaking in the mix. No, no, in the mix on the song. Oh, it's like there's like a rattle.
I'm sorry, I'm like looking around.
No,
going,
not behind you. No, no, no. No, it feels like there's like a, what is that rattle sound? There's like this really unique kind of, it feels like a spray paint can rattling or something shaking against something else. How'd you produce that noise?
Yes. Okay. I think that was a sample of pebbles or rocks falling on the ground.
That sounds like it. That could be it. Yeah, okay.
It definitely wasn't a spray can, but like I think it was just like textural sound like that. Pebbles and rocks, I think.
Well, maybe sand. it's the artificial kind of synthetic kind of soundscape that it's in that's making it feel like that. That might be what it is.
Yeah, I do tend to like get a lot of like ambient sounds, like for example, like a desert wind, or like just record like traffic, and then I just like you know, mess around with it digitally. So it doesn't sound organic anymore. I don't know. If I find it interesting, like, ooh, like then I don't even know what the quality is. Like it could like literally be a squeaking gate, which I have like recorded before, just like, you know, swing a gate back and forth because it squeaked a certain way. I think it just has to like grab my attention enough for me to record it. Like obviously some, and that would be for like kind of the more, I guess, bolder sounds that kind of come out at you. But I think like in my music there's also a lot of padding behind it, which is probably why it sounds quite thick. Like I would sometimes just put the sound of traffic behind things and like really have it really low muted, or you know, the sound of like just ambient sound, like wind. Yeah, so those kinds of sounds, sometimes I'm just like, okay, just need something extra just to like cushion the song. So that's when I'll put like more, I guess, less intrusive sounds. But sometimes with hyperpop especially, like you do, you know, that genre is known for those surprising colors and bursts of sound. So that's when I, you know, go for like the crashing pan or the squeaky gate. Weird things like that.
Well, what I love about, you know, in particular hyperpop and what you do as well is that for a lot of, especially for a lot of queer people, you know, that whole scene has become a really, really safe space. It's become a space for experimentation and self-expression and for really kind of being who you are, but kind of creating the person that you want to be. I know for you as a queer woman of color, I'd love to know about how it feels to have created this version of yourself, this Lalka that is being seen and regarded so highly among so many people.
Oh, I thank you for saying that it's regarded highly. And like, I don't take that lightly. I think many queer people will like, you know, will relate that it's like the normies. And I say this with, you know, inverted quotation marks.
And with the utmost respect to the normies.
Yeah. We know deep inside that we're just not that. And we just, you know, and it's so hard to express ourselves in certain circumstances. Like, for example, if someone had, you know, a corporate job in an industry that may be quite conservative, you know, and they don't want to give up that that career, for example, they'll have to find some other outlet to express themselves. And a lot of them would do that at queer club nights or, you know, through listening and music and relating to music and fashion and art that they see. And for me personally, like, I think I've always been such an expressive person. And it wasn't until I got much older that I started to, I guess, take charge of it more. But like, I can already like think back to my childhood, like even in primary school, I would, you know, do things that the teacher would say not to do. And not in like a kid causing trouble kind of way. Like I never like, you know, hit other kids or anything, but like the teacher would say, okay, in art class, we're making this. And I'll be like, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else. Color the elephant gray. No, I want to color it purple. You know, and like even from a young age, I was like sort of doing things that way. So I guess I creating a project at Lalka, right, really allowed me to create a vehicle to express myself, and as a result, it actually makes me feel more confident in expressing myself in more like everyday normal settings. So that's been like really positive for me. So like, I definitely encourage anyone who feels like they're stifled, perhaps a way to express themselves would be to pick an art form as an outlet, and try that.
I mean, I've certainly found that with doing radio and with creating content online, and, you know, we might end on this because I know we've been talking for a minute here, but really using it as a way to practice being the version of yourself that you want to be, not necessarily trying to do it for follows or for likes, but to try to practice the authenticity of who you want to be. And so to hear your music, that is absolutely what it feels like.
Yeah, I love the way you put that as well. And I think because like a lot of the discourse that goes around online content and, oh, you know, Gen Z or young people making all these content and we're living our lives online and pretending to be someone that we're not. But what if we flipped it around and said, hey, there's actually some of us who exist more really, like more authentically in the online space, because it's the only space where we can fully express ourselves, you know. And I think that part of the discourse doesn't get talked about as much. I think it's the more the focus is on like, oh, there's so much content and online and people making content. What does this do to, you know, our brains and young people? And for me personally, at least, I found it the complete opposite. It's given me so much more confidence and an outlet, and it's allowed me to connect with people I vibe with and, you know, find people on the same wavelength. So I just, yeah, wanted to put it out there. If anyone was feeling guilty about, you know, making content and feeling like they were being silly for doing that, if that's what you want to do to express yourself, then go for it, I say.
I don't even think it's making content. I think it's just making art. It just takes different forms, you know?
Yeah, like whether you call it content, whether you, you know, like, you know, whether you call it a TikTok video, whether you call it a photo you post or a poem you write. Yeah, it's all art, isn't it?
Well, really quickly, the mixtape Romance and Rebellion is out this week, and it is, from start to finish, it's a really beautifully cohesive project. Tell me about kind of what it means as a project to you.
Yeah, so there's definitely no narrative to it. I think there's one reason I called it a mixtape and not an album, even though there are 13 tracks on it. Well, there's two reasons. One is because of the way it's arranged. It flows very much like a DJ mix. And secondly, like albums tend to have themes and narratives that go with the songs. And I feel like this mixtape, it's definitely not about narrative, but it's a collection of moments that express emotions or vibe or color or a mood. And it's cohesive because it takes the listener on that journey. It's not just a flat journey. It has its dips and high points. And I think that's what makes it interesting to listen to, rather than, I don't know, a 60-minute house mix, although house DJs might come at me for that, saying that.
It's meant with respect, I'm sure. Hey, look, let's actually play this song, Romance and Rebellion. Lalka, the mixtape is out this Friday. Congratulations. I cannot wait until it's out in the world. Thanks so much for chatting with us tonight. Really appreciate your time, and congrats on getting it out there.
Thank you so much.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Make sure you go and check out Lalka's mixtape, Romance and Rebellion. It is just on a whole nother planet. Lalka, thanks so much for hanging out today. Really appreciate it. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can feel free to hit subscribe if you want in your podcast app, and you get updates. You get little notifications every time there's a new episode. Alternatively, if you just want to share this episode with a friend, if you've enjoyed it, maybe they'll enjoy it too. Don't forget, there is the radio version of this show that airs Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, and streaming around the world on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn, and on the Joy website, joy.org.au. We're back this Monday at 6 p.m, so I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.